some stuff. Thank you for asking me to do this, Mike, and also fuck you. I'm incredibly nervous. I won't look up much for the first 5 minutes whilst I get into the routine of talking. yeah, I'm having a little internal battle with my ego and my fears and everything. And it's okay, it's not going to kill me. So I was listening to all the shares and stuff, and as what usually happens with me, when people mention God, something inside me goes, "Gear," you know. and I don't know why. I don't know why, because it's like, so what? It's a word. But something inside me goes, "Gear." And when I first came around, there was a lot of things that I was listening to everything, taking in not much, but the God stuff was particularly poignant for me. It was very prickly. and I fell into a little trap, a self-made trap, of like feeling like I was being given ultimatums by people I was looking up to within the rooms, like, how can you recover if you don't believe in God? And God is, how arrogant is it of you to not believe in God? And I fell into these traps, and it was many years of my recovery wasted in arguing over this stupid thing. So I decided, you know what, I'm not going to sit up here and talk about what I believe or don't believe, or you know, because I don't really have a right. It's not for me to try and take away anybody's experience. You know, because I fell into this trap of... it wasn't a trap. It was just my journey, really. So I came along. I hear some stuff which lit me up, really lit me up. I saw people smiling, being happy, and this wasn't stuff that I was used to for a while. and so I wanted some of that. I wanted just to not be as unhappy as I was. You know, I didn't really know anything about recovery, the steps, the program, having faith at all. I didn't know any of that stuff, but when I heard the word God, I just thought gray beard, all this stuff. And for some reason was like prickly around that. So I investigated. I had some experiences and got abstinence. Didn't work any steps though. I was going to meetings, making teas. I became a bit of a commitment junkie because I didn't know what else to do. it got very painful. Until I decided to listen to some people, got a sponsor, started working the steps, and became free as a result of that. So I recovered from active addiction. However, my addiction is still active within my life, you know what I mean? I'm not cured. I still have the mindset of an addict at times. You know, I cause myself unnecessary pain. Generally, it happens as a direct result of stopping doing some stuff that I've learned to do in my early years. But I've always had faith. So before coming to the rooms and when I first came into recovery, I had faith that literally everything I was going to try, I was going to fuck it up. You know what I mean? Because my experiences was everything I tried to do that was any good, anyone I ever loved or anyone I ever cared about, I would just mess it up. So I had absolute faith that the 12 steps wasn't going to work for me. That I absolutely believed that. Like, I had faith in this stuff is not going to work for me because I'm so damaged, you know. I was wrong. I'm really, really happy to say I was wrong. this stuff absolutely worked for me. And I don't think at any point of my journey in recovery so far, I've believed in any kind of higher powers. I don't. I explored it to death and caused myself a lot of pain in my exploration of the higher power thing. A lot of pain. I argued with friends. I fell out with a lot of people in my exploration and this trying to answer what the higher power is, because it said quite clearly, and I fall into these traps of being absolute with the word. So it said, as we understand him, you know. So I'm like, oh, I don't understand. And there I am with these two opposing ideas in my head at the same time of seeing the program working with people and knowing that this program does work, you know, because I'm watching it work, you know. Yet I don't believe in this really vital component of the program. How do I live with this? How do I cope with this? My solution was to stop giving a shit. Really, I just stopped. I had to, because I was getting all bent out of shape with belief systems and things like that. And really, I was missing the point. You know what I mean? It's not what I believe. You know what I mean? That is important. It's what I'm willing to believe. You know what I mean? And once I stopped caring and trying to answer everything, and life got a lot easier in recovery for me. I'm really fortunate that I have a really good support network around me who suffered my shit for a long time. I would debate with anyone over the God stuff. It was just, and at the end of the day, I'd be the one kicking myself as I'm trying to fall asleep. You know what I mean? Caused myself a lot of unnecessary stuff. But anyway, I do try to live spiritually. You know what I mean? What I believe or don't believe, not important. You know what I mean? What I try to do is have faith and live spiritually. You know what I mean? Now, I've had multiple spiritual experiences, you know, and they often are really painful for me. You know what I mean? Because the spiritual experience for me is realizing how fucked up I can be and how wrong I'm getting something at a time. And the spiritual experience for me is I can do better. I am more capable than what I'm doing. So for me, like, I've had spiritual experiences where I'm just crying with happiness and I don't know why, and it's awesome, you know, campventions, sunrises and sundowns, and you're like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing. You know, I've had those. But my most vital spiritual experiences is, Daniel, you're on the way out. Time to get back to basics. You know what I mean? Time to bring yourself back in the game, mate. You know what I mean? Those are the ones that are most vital for me. My first, I remember, before it was even in recovery, I'm on a pallet under Borders car park in Bournemouth. I've been street homeless for about 10 years at the time. And I'd woke up, it was winter time, near my birthday, and I pulled out my dog ends. They were all wet. I'm like, oh, fuck's sakes, you know what I mean? Pulled out my Rizzlers, they were all stuck together. You know what I mean? In one string. I'm like, oh, come on, man. So I'll get on my lighter. I'm gonna dry the driest, biggest dog end. I'll dry that. I've lit my lighter. Ping, the flint's gone. Oh, that's it. That's it. You know, and something in me just went, Daniel, there's more to life than this. You know what I mean? This inner voice, this inner self, this more capable me started speaking up. Daniel, there is more to life than this. Because I was like. I didn't believe that I was worth any better, that there was anything better for me. I had faith that was my life, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna die, a junkie, you know. You couldn't even get it together to sell the big issue. I was just not capable. That's what I had faith in, but there was this inside of me, in this higher self, this part of me that knew better, and which is every night, Daniel, there is more to life than this. That was the beginning of my journey into recovery, was that thought process. You know, another vital spiritual experience was during my step five, when it dawned on me that I was the asshole. You know what I mean? That was a vital experience. I needed to know how damaging I'd become and how damaged I am, you know what I mean, in order to grow, in order to want to get better. You know what I mean? These vital spiritual experiences were often really painful. But the best things that ever happened to me, because from there I grow into a better version of myself. You know what I mean? And that's all I can hope for. My day is just to be a better version of myself today than I was yesterday. You know what I mean? And I'm okay with that. That's where I'm at in my journey today. Now, it has been a hell ride for me, unnecessarily, because I've got a huge ego. I'm incredibly selfish and self-centered. So much pride. I don't know where the fuck that came from. extremely arrogant. I mean, look at me, fuck's sakes. You know what I mean? I'm really arrogant. And what the lady said before me about, you know, I can either be happy or I can be right. You know what I mean? And so, unfortunately, in my second year of recovery, I decided to review my entire recovery to date. And now it's something, a tradition I've got for myself on my clean time birthday, is I review my entire recovery up to date, and especially that year. And it's like, okay, what could I be doing better? So it's an addendum to the process, the inventory process and stuff like that. But it's like, what do I consistently fall short in? Where am I consistently going a bit wrong? This year's one is the spiritual thing. I'm consistently tripping myself up because of my ego and my arrogance. You know what I mean? Needing to tell people whatever you believe in is wrong because what I believe in is right. You know, and it's unhealthy. It's toxic as hell. And so it's like, how do I not do that? How do I live a more spiritual life? How do I be a better version of myself this year? So the first thing, obviously, come off of Facebook, and that was a big one for me. You know, and so during this inventory process, I noticed that I'm only on Facebook when I'm feeling a little bit lesser than. So I go on Facebook and go, you're an asshole. Now I feel a bit better. You know what I mean? What you think is wrong, you know? And for a nanosecond, I feel okay. And, you know, and then I feel bad again when I get defriended, you know? And it's like, you know, so I decided, what am I bringing to this? You know what I mean? When I argue with someone over whatever they believe or don't believe, what am I bringing to that? What am I gaining from it? And there's nothing. I'm bringing nothing to that conversation. I am gaining nothing, you know, from it. So don't do it. So I made a decision and a promise, and I put in the action to not engage in other people's spiritual journey. You know what I mean? It's none of my business what anyone believes in. You know what I mean? It's not. And I don't have any right to tell you you're right or you're wrong. I don't. You've got to have your journey. You've got to walk your path, because it's not mine. Your experiences are not mine. You know, we experience similar stuff. And what I've noticed on my journey is that it doesn't matter what you believe or don't believe. When you do the full 12 steps with a sponsor, you have exactly the same experiences. We have this freeing experience. It's awesome. It is awesome. So it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Are you willing? It's all you really need when it comes to belief systems. you know, and I am. I'm absolutely willing. I believe in whatever, if I don't need to go back to Bournemouth car park. So, what do I do today to keep me on my path, really? How do I act spiritually today? I continually review my day. It's not like something I wait for on a night time and then write my inventory and send it to a sponsor and turn around, oh, you dickhead, let's try to do better tomorrow. And it's like, oh, okay, then on. You know, no, I'm constantly reviewing. It's something, after a while of doing this process, the 12-step process, it becomes ground into you. It's like a second nature, like an instinct. It's become natural for me now. It's weird. Isn't that weird how that happens? So when I came in, I couldn't imagine not using. I'm standing here now. I can't imagine using. It's just really opposite. But anyway, so I continually reflect on my day. Because every day I make a mistake. I'll say some dumb shit. I am so capable of saying dumb shit. And I do, generally, every day, a couple of times a day, I'll say something dumb, you know, and I review it. And if it's, like, dumb, offensive dumb, you know, then I apologize and I try and make it right as soon as possible. I'm not waiting on a night time to say sorry, you know what I mean? Because I can't be asked, you know. And through this process, I've noticed my resentments. I don't get as many resentments as I used to, and I'm very grateful for the fact that I'm a lazy asshat, and I just can't be bothered to be constantly writing inventory. And so, as a natural defense to constantly writing inventory, I don't get as many resentments. You know what I mean? Because it's something bugs me. I'm like, allow it, man. It's not a big deal. You know, it's whatever. And it's awesome. It's so freeing to not walk around just like, ah, he said, she said, they should have said, they didn't say, and we're, you know, it's, you know, I'm free today. I did not last night. I was going to say today I can rest my head on the pillow and not have, but last night I was fully aware that I'm coming here and I'm doing a share. So it was torture. Oh. For hours, I sat there going, don't think about the share, don't think about the share, don't think about what you're going to say in the share. And, oh, God, it's been an awesome experience. I'm so tired. I did not get to sleep until about 4 o'clock because I was obsessing about how the share was going to go and wanting people to like me and all the stuff what goes on. You know, when you do a share, it's an interesting process, and I'm really grateful for it. I'm really grateful to be here challenging myself, because my instinct is to not do this, come out with some reason why I can't be here. Oh, I'm at work, you know, and not do it because it's scary as shit. I'm so glad those lights are bright. I cannot see hardly any of you. It's just the lights are like that. Yeah. So, how do I stay on the spiritual path? By continuing to do what my sponsor told me to do when I first come to him, you know what I mean? Now, unfortunately, I didn't get a sponsor for the first 6 months of my abstinence. Now, I was abstinent, but there was no way in recovery because I thought I knew better. So I was going to meetings. I was doing lots of commitments. I had a big book. I never read it. It was just there. And I'd take it to meetings, and I'd... Interesting. Bring it back! where was I? Oh, yeah, I'd take my big book to meetings, the big book that I'd never opened or read, you know, and I'd be like, yeah, recovery is the bestest and stuff. And and I'd go home and I'd put the big book anywhere, and I'd try to go to sleep, saying, you did good today. You made that coffee like a bitch. And, you know, and people smiled at you and they said how well you look, and you smiled back and you shared at the meeting because you're fucking awesome. And and then quickly followed by you're nothing, you're shit, you're hopeless, nobody cares about you, nobody likes you, da-da-da-da-da. I didn't know, now I'd heard spiritual malady and all that, none of it had gone in, you know what I mean? I was just masks, I was just a walking mask. And so that I continued that facade for like 6 months of my early abstinence. It was the worst time. Now, I had a lot of years on the streets. I've had my jaw broken about 4 times because I'm shit at fighting. And I'm really big-mouthed. and I had, like, lots of really horrible experiences, none of which, you know, compare to that period of being abstinent, being separated from my anesthetic and having no solution to what was going on with my mind. All these emotions were flooding me and I was becoming more and more angsty and all that, but I wouldn't show it. I'd be sat here in a meeting going, oh, recovery rocks, I love my life and all that, and I'd be going home and I'd be crying myself to sleep because I could not see a way out. The feelings that I was carrying around with me I was so isolated and so lonely. And by 6 months, I was incapable of saying help because I don't know what I'm doing because I'm 6 months, don't you know? I'm a fucking guru now. It was, yeah, we do it, you know, we put on this I should be well thing, you know, and I don't want to lose face or something by actually working a program. Weird ass. It became really painful to the point of that I kept getting this recurring thought of suicide because I couldn't see drugs and drink that wasn't going to help me because I don't want to go back to Borders car park, but I couldn't see a way out. And every meeting I went to, people were going, work the steps, get a sponsor, become free, you know, be of service, get higher power and all that. And every night I'd go to, but I'd try to go to sleep, and thinking, what is wrong with me? What is the answer? I can't think of it. The only answer must be suicide. And it's like, I started planning it. I made a plan, very strange plan, well, not strange, I'm an addict. My plan was next gyro day, I'm gonna get a big shit ton of gear, and I'm gonna inject a lot. fucking addict. but that was the only way I could see out. The amount of times people said, get a sponsor, and it just never fucking dawned on me to get a sponsor. It didn't, you know. Thankfully, I was in the dry house. so there were a bunch of us in there who were all in recovery. We were mad as a bag of bees. Fucking insane, Gaff. It was awesome. they could see what was happening to me. I couldn't see it. It was happening to me, and I could not see it. I was in full-blown denial. I was suicidal, yet I ain't doing that. You know, it was horrible. It was so painful. They eventually had enough, and they said, Daniel, we're not going to watch you doing this shit. And they threw a phone at me. It was ringing. On the other end was some guy that I hated because he was talking all this shit about the steps in the meeting. He turned out to be my sponsor and is still my sponsor today, all these years later. Although I don't phone him as much as I probably should, I've not hit any problems where I don't have a solution for. 5 minutes, that might get you right. So I know that if I stop doing this stuff, I'm going to get some results I'm not going to like. I'm going to have some painful spiritual awakenings that I'm going to ignore. I'm going to die using addict. Now, I'm going to die an addict. I know this. But I don't have to die a using addict today. You know. So I continually do this stuff. Now, I'm not the best at working the program as prescribed from the big book. So writing inventory every night. I'm far too well for that, don't you know? You know. In my sick head. And I'm not brilliant at meditation and prayer. You know, I'm not the best sponsor. I'm not the best sponsee. I am not the best at working the steps. You know, there is a lot of room for improvement, but I'm willing, you know, and I do put in action. You know, I have had some shit, some times when no matter how good I feel and how much program I'm working, life still goes, yeah, I have this big steaming heap of turd, and the program helps me deal with that. I don't need to use on anything. I've been through some stuff, losing my dad to cancer, losing jobs, lots of stuff. I won't go into it. But life still will throw shit at me. But today, I don't need to use on any of it. It doesn't occur to me that using is the best option. And when I just sit here now, I've got a couple of minutes still. If I just sit here, got my eyes closed, I know there's a room full of people, but I'm all right. I'm all right. I don't want to use. Fucking hell. I don't need to, and I don't want to. I'm happier in this moment without using, without needing to use, than I ever was out there on the streets. I can't get, you know, just kind of, there, I feel it. A spiritual experience for me is a feeling. It's not words, it's not a belief system, it's not anything. It's this feeling. It's this feeling of contentment, serenity, acceptance, peace, love. I can't buy that anywhere, you know. I've only got it because I got a sponsor. I became of service. I did the step work, you know. And I absolutely have faith. Now, I couldn't begin to tell you what it is I have faith in. I don't know. But all I do know is that it's working for me today. And today, I feel good. I feel happy to be here. Right now, I feel calm. I'm not judging myself. I'm not caring if any of you judge me. I cannot ask for any more than that. You know, I'm a happy customer. And I've got a long way to go yet. My journey's only just begun. And I'm happy for that, you know. So I don't know whether I've just talked a lot of shit at you guys. I don't know. Hopefully somebody got something. If you want me to explain some stuff, come find me after. But I really am honored to be up here, being able to share with you guys today. So thank you very much for allowing me this opportunity to be of service. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for your honesty and openness.